Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
I love when people go viral and they don't expect it. There's a mom that tweeted out that her 21-year-old son named David has never spoken before, but they were sitting down and watching television. He's autistic. And he said, "Would somebody like me?" And that's the first question he's ever asked his mom. She left the room to go cry in the kitchen. She didn't want him to think that she was sad.
Well, then he would have thought the answer was no. Because
so here's what happened. She came back, took a picture of him, posted it on Twitter. 10,000 responses of people saying, "I'd like you. I like you." The entire Jacksonville Jaguars team made a compilation video of them saying that they love him. It is the most beautiful, precious thing I've ever seen. I love the internet sometimes.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's that Jacksonville team again?
Jaguars? Why do you always make fun of me for saying that word wrong? Tell me something good. How do you say it?
No, you say it again.
No.
Come on, one more time.
Jacksonville Jaguars. Is that wrong?
Yeah.
I feel like we've gotten in this argument before.
We have.
How do you say it?
Jaguars.
That's what I said. That's literally what I said. I don't want to fight with you during Tell Me Something Good. Can we talk about this
one more time?
Let's talk about this off air.
One more time.
We'll talk later.
And then we'll let the listeners decide.
I said the exact same thing you did.
Okay. Give it to us one more time.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Is she saying the same thing
as
me?
What did
you say? Yes or no? 780-784-7107.
Say it.
Jaguars.
That's what I said. Okay, tell me your good, feel-good story.
A blood test is being developed that would be able to predict breast cancer 5 years before any other clinical signs of the disease would happen.
Yes.
So they're working hard on this, but this is the kind of stuff you read and you're like, how many lives can be saved from this? Just love it. Tell me something
good. I just recently purchased my first Diva Cup. I have yet to use it. Thankfully, because yesterday I found it on the counter beside the sink, and I'm curious if you used it and what you thought it was for.
Okay, you've been holding back a picture of what this thing is. I'm very worried about what this is actually meant for.
So this is the Diva Cup, and it looks like a little plastic rubbery bowl.
I measured rice with it.
You measured rice with my Diva Cup?
Well, because you have to do the same amount of water as you do rice, right? So you don't need like...
But it's not a measuring cup.
It looks like a measuring cup.
Yeah, it's not though.
Well, why was it on the counter?
So I just purchased it. And before you use it for the first time, you're supposed to boil it. So it's clean.
What is it? I think I know the answer. It's for...
It's a eco-friendly...
Yeah.
Eco-friendly way.
No, that's fine. I know.
Ryder put rice in my Diva Cup, pass it on. What? You're so lucky I just
bought
that.
Why would you leave that on the counter?
Because I had to boil it. I didn't think a man would touch it. I figured you knew what the difference between a measuring cup and a Diva Cup.
Yeah, but I'll use like a coffee cup to measure rice. It just has to be the same amount of rice as it is water. It was perfect. It worked well. I could dip it in.
Don't say it like I use a big Diva cup, because I don't. There are three sizes, and I have
the
perfect...
Okay, you don't have to...
I have never used it before, so if there are any ladies listening, if you have any tips, advice, maybe some FYI I want to hear about on the text line.
And I will just be closing the text line for the rest of the day.
Can somebody get Ryder a measuring cup?
And a good therapist. It's Ryder and Lisa, so... Whoops.
Hey, Janet. We get it. Rhythm Nation.
No, we can talk. It's just the music out. Go ahead.
So we just
sitting here waiting.
Just yelling,
you don't have to wait.
Yelling at Janet. I would love to know, just like Matt on the text line, how many men are Googling what a Diva Cup is.
This text says, "I'm in the car with my dad listening to you guys talk about the Diva Cup. He asked me what it was, and when I wouldn't tell him, I saw him Google it at a stoplight. He just slowly put his phone down afterwards and didn't say anything. Thank you for the text. We figured this would be a good time to bring up a topic. Have you ever mistaken an item for something else by accident?
And then used it or wore it out in public?
I have a story about a teacher friend of mine whose student showed up wearing something, and they ended up having to have a meeting about it, like all the teachers, to discuss what they were going to do about this situation.
What's the game plan? How do we not embarrass the parents?
Yeah. So hit us up if you have a story. If you used... if you mixed up...
I don't think you can top Diva Cup used for measuring rice.
It fit like so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's a good size. It's a good size for one person.
If anybody
FYI.
Wants a half box of minute rice... I will be giving it away. Jasmine hit us up and said, last week I was at a friend's house. Her name's Paige. She used to work with you at Hudson's on White.
Lisa. Oh, nice. And I never worked at White, but I worked at Bourbon.
Bourbon.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say. And we were getting ready for her son's third birthday party. Meanwhile, one of our roommates was moving out. Her son came up from downstairs singing and yelling at the top of his little lungs into the pink microphone he found.
Jasmine.
It wasn't a microphone.
Also, Jasmine, can you call us to tell us your stories? You have the best voice and the best laugh, so...
And I'm not a good reader.
Rudder can't read properly.
What do you got for us, man?
Okay, so I come home from work the one day, and my wife is just steaming, right? Like, she's so pissed. And she throws this thing on the counter. She's like, what the hell is this? Why do you have a crack pipe? And I was like, hon, that's a tire pressure gauge.
Yes.
That's cute. Bless.
Aw, she was worried about
totally,
you.
She totally deflated. Like, she's like, a what?
She deflated, pun intended?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Nick.
All right, Nick, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
We just got the funniest text. If you are texting in for the first time, welcome to the show. Sign your name. We'd love to give you a shout out. This one here, again, we're talking about things that you just mistook for something else. You didn't know any better. When I was in high school, I was late for school and I couldn't find the toothpaste. I reached in the drawer and grabbed what I thought was a travel toothpaste, squirted it on the toothbrush, put it in my mouth, spit it out right away, turned the bottle around to realize it was Vagisil.
Okay, so my story. A teacher friend of mine was at school and a kid came and was really excited about their new light up and vibrating wristband that they found. And they're like, okay, well, this kid's going to go home. The parents are going to see it.
Yes, absolutely.
Shut it down, take care of it. Next day, kid shows up again and like, all the other kids are gathering around to see this thing. They think it's so cool, right?
It's definitely something that they snuck into their parents' room and took it. So, of course, they're not going to be wearing it when they get home from school. They are hiding it in their backpack.
Right. So they had to have a meeting, all the teachers or a few teachers, and figure out what the plan was and had to send a note home saying, like, hey, so one of your adult toys...
Is that school?
He's on your kid's wrist at school, and now everybody wants one. It was like a fidget spinner at the school.
Oh, no. Yeah, lock up your trunks, people. Yeah, that yeah. I think there's something we need to learn today.
Well, it was actually not me. It was my aunt, but me, my sister, and her friend went to Mexico, and it was back when you just bought those disposable cameras all the time, so we just had those cameras, so we got back, and I can't remember if it was before Easter or something, but there was a family dinner as soon as we got back, so we literally just developed our pictures, went to my aunt's house for dinner, and so we're panning the pictures around, and my aunt is like, well, what is this? And she's looking all awkward. She's like, is that like a cactus or something? And then me and my sister realized one of the drunken nights her friend took a picture of her stuff under her skirt. So a really close-up of like but she thought it was a cactus, and I was like, oh my god. And so we grabbed the picture and they literally died
and booked her in for a while.
So did you play yeah exactly did you so play it like it was a cactus?
Absolutely. Yeah. So my whole family was there. We were like, oh, definitely that's a cactus. Like, yeah.
Trending this hour.
A man was arrested after poppy boxes were stolen in Lloydminster and Sherwood Park. I love that technology is leaning towards every business having a camera, so a-holes like this get busted right away. I think his punishment should be either having to go to war or death from 1,000 pokes of a poppy pin.
I'm not going to disagree with you.
Thank you.
Honestly, though, how pathetic and sad is and disheartening is it that we have to start chaining down our poppy donation boxes?
Money going towards people that fought for your freedom, and what you're choosing to do with that freedom is steal from them. And you're a loser.
And we expect it to happen, so people are purposely putting their poppy boxes where the security cameras face.
His name is Corey McPhee, by the way, so if you know him, maybe you know his parents, shoot him a text and say that their child's an embarrassment.
Lady Gaga was forced to cancel her show yesterday in Las Vegas. She has bronchitis and a sinus infection. I get it. Sometimes I can't go to karaoke on Saturday nights because I also have a sinus infection. It's hard to sing. It's hard to perform. It's hard to get up on the bar. Do a couple cartwheels.
Yeah, the elevation changes really messes with your sinus.
It does.
And finally, trending this hour, tough one last night. We kept it close, but the Oilers lost to the Blues after they scored 2 empty net goals. The final score was 5-2. That's what's trending this hour. What are you up to over there?
Plucking my chin hair.
Right on. So the Oilers lost to the Stanley Cup champ St. Louis Blues yesterday. We both have connections to players on the Blues. You're in love with Colton Parayko.
Okay, calm
and
down.
And wish you would have locked it down because you both grew up in St. Albert.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling the truth here. And I have a connection with Braden Schenn from Saskatoon.
But mine's not embarrassing. Like, I just, like, looked at Colton from afar, whereas you had a connection with this St. Louis Blues. So, what's his name?
Braden Schenn.
I always want to say Ken Sheck, and that's one of your friends. I just refrain from saying his name at all.
Braden Schenn.
Okay.
So he got traded to the WHL team in Saskatoon, the Blades, while I was there, and I was doing a morning show at the time. And it was a big deal. He was like the number one young player in the world.
There, McDavid.
At the time. For sure it was. Yeah. It was pretty awesome to get him for the playoff push. So everybody was really jacked because not only was the best player that was available in the world at the time coming to play for the Blades, but he was also a hometown boy. So I wrote a song for him.
Called Coming Home, to the tune of the song Coming Home.
Here's just a little bit of it. It's so bad.
He's coming home. He's coming home. Braden Schenn is coming home. Who that same wants to live. Anyway.
I mean, it's not that bad.
The top comment is the lyrics are great, but the singing absolutely destroys it. And the second best comment, or top comment, is learn how to sing. So
who's the singer?
I don't know. I got it outsourced. I reached out to our whole company and was
does
like,
anybody
can somebody
know how
sing
to sing?
This? So I can't sing. Anyway, so I'm the in-stand announcer for the Blades, the guy that runs around, the Jesperson of the Oilers, right? That guy.
Yep.
Of the Blades. So I'm walking around and they're like, hey, Braden Schenn's here. He just got into town. He's watching the second period or third period up in the stands.
You got to go sit with him.
Go and sit with him and we're going
to. That's so cool.
We're going to play your song on the Jumbotron.
Did you, honest to God, think it was good back then? Be honest, because you were like brand new into morning radio. This was your top quality content. Did you think this was good?
It's got 12,000 views on YouTube, so obviously you've never gotten 12,000 views on YouTube.
Yes, I have. I have.
Okay.
Remember when we did the remake of Wanna Take a Selfie and I did Wanna Take a Poopy? That's gone viral.
So I go and sit with him, and they show the song for all of the fans that are there. And I turn to him afterwards, and I have the microphone. And it's just an awkward moment as a grown man to be sitting beside a 17-year-old you just wrote a song for. And he just grabs the mic and says, yeah, that was weird.
Oh, no. It is weird.
Never had a man write a song about me before.
So when you were in the crowd last night at the Oilers game, how mad were you every time he'd skate by?
He looked like so good out there too, and I'm just like, I almost wrote a sign that just said Schenn sucks to make up for it. And I hope he'd recognize me
Like, he wouldn't. You think he would recognize you? Yeah, right.
Hey, is that the guy that wrote that really terrible song about me?
Yeah, that's me.
Anyway, hopefully we beat him the next time we play them.
Let's go.
Jen sucks. So, a bride canceled her wedding and then went to the Facebook page that she had a bunch of friends and family members on and thanked them for all of their donations.
I didn't know that people donated to wedding.
Yeah, I think it's a new thing where, like, you set up a GoFundMe and say, we're having a winter wedding, would love any help, rather than gifts, we'd appreciate help with getting the wedding launched.
Got it.
So they got over $30,000.
And that's usually around how much a wedding costs.
The average wedding in North America is $33,000 or something.
Correct, yeah.
So yeah, they pretty much got enough money to pay for the wedding, canceled the wedding, which is less than a month away. It's on December 1st. And thanked everyone for their money.
So are they broken up?
No, they're still together. They just said it was too hard to try to plan this wedding in the time that we allotted for ourselves. We're going to take your money and go on a honeymoon, and then we'll get to planning the wedding later. So, in other words, thanks for paying for a really expensive honeymoon.
But they're still going to have the wedding, so they'll probably save the funds.
Are they, though? Like, that, this feels to me like the kind of thing where they take the money and run, go on this honeymoon, and then just say, like, yeah, we're thinking about the wedding. They'll get married on the honeymoon somewhere where there's not people around. Maybe they got family drama. I don't know what the situation is, but people are pissed. Like, the comment section under this was, is this an effing joke? After raking in $30,000, you decide to be greedy and use it all for yourselves for a honeymoon?
You know what?
I'd love a vacation.
Yeah, that's a valid point, because when you're donating money to a wedding that you're attending, that's basically you saying, like, I'll pay for my meal.
Right.
And, like, the DJ dance floor.
This comment says, I've already gotten the time off work for December 1st, which is less than a month away. Are you actually serious right now? Another friend says, all right, step the F back. What? Then this poor guy says, you aren't responding to my calls or texts, so I'm just going to post it here. You are to return my more than generous $12,000 donation on behalf of my family.
$12,000?
I do not see the money. If I do not see the money in cash in my bank account, I'll be seeing you in court. So now they're dealing with lawsuits.
Okay, who donates $12,000, though?
I mean, if you're from a lot of money and you want to have a great party, you'll throw $12,000. Anyway, this bride is like trying to respond to all the people that are just lighting her up. It just sounds like the worst situation.
Well, now they can't. Yeah, even if they did still have the wedding, no one's coming.
This is why if you stick to my plan when it comes to gifts for wedding, you're fine.
What's your plan?
Case of Pilsner.
Just, can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. People are like, did you actually give me a case of beer? And it's funny. You save a bunch of money.
I like to get them a really cheap toaster because you know people that get married these days already have one.
And
it's just a funny thing to annoy them. Now they're stuck with this toaster.
Nobody's going to use a cheap toaster because they're worried about fires. So they're definitely re-gifting it. That's a pretty good idea. We should join forces.
Yeah, a toaster and a 24-pack of pill.
12.
Thanks for listening to Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Power Mornings on Power 107, powered by Booster Juice.
Canadian born, blended worldwide.
Catch the live show weekday mornings starting at 5:30 a.m. Power 107.